Christ is risen.
Christ,
Christ
is
risen indeed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. This is the third Sunday of Easter, and we welcome you all, and we ask, if you have a cell phone, can you make sure that it is silenced or turned off for the sake of everybody else? And welcome, and let us begin with our confession and forgiveness. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who forgives all our sins, whose mercy endures forever.
Amen.
Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and for whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thought of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin, and has made us alive with Christ. By grace, you have been saved in the name of Jesus Christ. Your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with the power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For his holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Comfort and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia.
Worthy is Christ, the Lamb who was slain, whose blood set us free.
How's everyone today? Good. Did you? Yeah. So everyone's good. I'm enjoying. Looking forward to school almost being out. Looking forward to the sunset, baby. I know that's a little shooting the gun. You still have a little bit to go. So let's play a little game. It's called Guess Who Wrote This. Do you know who wrote that?
You.
Okay, but you know that. know that. No, no. So would you go out and like tell everybody that I wrote that? Probably not, because you don't really know. So now we're going to play. This is where the game comes in. Now are you going to guess who writes the next thing on this board? Are you ready for it? Okay, so whoever writes this next bit, you're going to tell me who wrote it.
Yeah.
Who wrote this?
You.
Well, how do you know I wrote it?
Because I watched him.
You watched it? So you witnessed me write it, and therefore you know I wrote it. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
You witnessed it. So now you could go out and tell everybody that you saw your pastor write, God loves you, right? You could do that. Well, that is what we have going on today in our gospel lesson. Because when Christ rose from the dead, people witnessed it. They got to see Christ risen from the dead. And then Jesus eats with them. And this story that we tell, this faith that we have, was witnessed by people. So just like you witnessed me write that, people witnessed the risen Jesus. And now we, guess what you can do? You can witness that Jesus now lives in your heart and that you have the love and peace of God in here. So we are witnesses to what happened. We are witnesses to what is continually happening in us. So let us pray. Then count of three, we'll bring our hands together, hold it for prayer. One, two, three. Repeat after me. Dear God.
Dear God.
Thank you for loving us.
Thank you for loving us.
Thank you that we are witnesses.
Thank you that we are witnesses.
Amen.
Amen.
And now you can go to Sunday school.
Among us. Good morning.
Good morning.
A reading from the book of Acts. Hear now the word. Peter addressed the people, "You Israelites, why do you wonder at this? Or why do you stare at us as though by our power or piety we had made him walk? The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the God of our ancestors, has glorified his servant, Jesus, whom you handed over and rejected in the presence of Pilate, though he had decided to release him. But you rejected the holy and righteous one and asked to have a murderer given to you, and you killed the author of life, whom God raised from the dead. To this we are witnesses. And by faith in his name itself has made this man strong, whom you see and know. And the faith that is through Jesus has given him this perfect health in the presence of all of you. And now, friends, I know that you acted in ignorance, as did also your rulers. In this way, God fulfilled what he had foretold through all the prophets, that his Messiah would suffer. Repent, therefore, and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God. Good morning. For this psalm, I will be singing the regular print, and you will respond with the bold print.
Answer me when I call, O God, defender of my cause. You set me free when I was in distress. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer. You mortals, how long will you dishonor my glory? How long will you love illusions and seek after lies? Know that the Lord does wonders for the faithful. The Lord will hear me when I call. Tremble then and do not sin. Speak to your heart in silence upon your bed. Offer the appointed sacrifices and put your trust in the Lord. Many are saying, who will show us any good? Let the light of your face shine upon us, O Lord. You have put gladness in my heart, more than when grain and wine abound. In peace I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, make me rest secure.
A reading from the first letter of John. Hear now the word. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. The reason this world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we will be has not yet been revealed. What we do know is this: when he is revealed, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is. And all who have this hope in him purify themselves, just as he is pure. Everyone who commits sin is guilty of lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. You know that he was revealed to take away sins, and in him there is no sin. No one who abides in him sins. No one who sins has either seen him or known him. Little children, let no one deceive you. Everyone who does what is right is righteous, just as he is righteous. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
While they were talking about this, Jesus himself stood apart from them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you frightened? And why do doubts arise in your heart? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I myself. Touch me and see. For a ghost does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While in their joy, they were still disbelieving and still wondering, said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" And they gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. And then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their mind to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sin is to be proclaimed in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things." This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
It was good to be back. Quite rusty already, so don't give me another week off for a while. But anyway, so today's text, I was having a hard time figuring out how to introduce this. So I came up with two random thoughts. So you can get two random thoughts, and then hopefully they'll come together. So bear with me on this one. So the first thought for you is this. On my refrigerator door, I have this magnet that Jen gave me as a present one time, and it's because I love the barbecue, and I loved at the time watching and reading Celebrity Chef who has the name of Anthony Bourdain, and he has this very famous quote that barbecue may not be the road to world peace, but it's a start. And that's why we love celebrity chefs like that, because they go off all the world and eat with all kinds of people and experience the culture and the cuisine And there's that symbol there in that, right? And amidst all the differences of nations and cultures and far places, there's some differences. And yet, at the same time, we're all one, right? We all have the same thoughts, and not the same thoughts, but the same hopes, the same dreams, the same fears, the same pain. We cry, we laugh, we eat. And somehow, again, these celebrity chefs, as they dine for all the world to see in these remote places, they're sharing this symbol of yet differences in culture, and yet, ultimately, at the base, we're all the same. And I know today, after the word, the news from last night, and all the uncertainty, it's really hard to think that a simple meal might be the answer to world wars. And I don't mean to be high in the sky here, but we can always imagine what would it be like if all of our warring factions stopped warring for a moment and just shared a common meal together. You know, as we have approached and passed that 30-year mark of the anniversary of the genocides in Rwanda, we again ask ourselves, what would have happened if the people who hated each other had sat down for a meal and experienced this understanding that they are indeed one amidst all those differences? And I know this might not be the path to world peace, but as Anthony Bourdain would say, it is a start. Right? So with that random thought comes random thought number two. And if you're a parent or better around children at all, you understand this ubiquitous saying from children. Got anything to eat? Right? No kids, no sooner than my kids come to visit, even now as grown-ups, when they get in the house, first thing that's out of their mouth is, got something to eat, Dad? Got something to eat, Mom? And it reminds me of a barbecue story. You know, again, out there barbecuing, because I love it. And I had friends and family over, and I got this huge watermelon to share with everybody. And Molly was still a really small girl. And yet, she managed to eat that entire watermelon at one sitting. I don't understand how she did it, and I'm not speaking metaphorically here, but she ate the whole thing. These kids are always hungry. So got something to eat. We've got something to eat. So let's bring these two kind of random thoughts together in our gospel lesson today. We are, if we paid attention, kind of in the same evening as last week. And I don't know what Steve preached on, but we're in that same evening, that Easter evening, and we have come together, the disciples have come together, after a wild day of Jesus appearing all over the place. And you can kind of imagine the scene. We would have the same scene, and we do have the same scene, kind of, when you see that light in the sky, right? You know, a couple different friends saw something in the sky, and you come together, and you're discussing exactly what was that in the sky that we saw. You saw something, you don't quite know what it is. Was it a weather balloon? Was it a reflection? Was it a comet? And then you have the third friend speak up and say, no, it was an alien, right? So we're in that kind of similar scene. Jesus has appeared at the tomb to the women. He has appeared on the way to Emmaus. Our text tells us he has appeared to Simon Peter. And they're all there in that room, trying to discuss what has happened. What does this all mean? And then our text tells us that while they were still speaking, while they were still asking this question, what did I see this morning? Jesus appears. Appears in their midst. And friends, this is the beginning of Christian worship. This is the first Christian worship moment in our Bible. Jesus has risen. It is Sunday evening, and the church now kicks off. They are there. So don't miss all the liturgical cues that are in that text. Jesus is there. Jesus gives the peace. The scriptures are opened. Forgiveness is given. This is the beginning. We've been doing it for 2,000 years since unstopped, right? But before we get there, what does Jesus say? Got something to eat. And out comes royal faith. Of course, a ghost can't eat, right? So we've all seen the movies or the cartoons or, you know, a ghost tries to eat something, what happens to the food, right? It falls to the floor. So if Jesus eats, must be real. But I think there's a deeper level to that as well. Because we are reminded again of the 5,000, that Jesus had enough to feed everybody. And here, the resurrected Lord, the resurrected Jesus, there's enough forgiveness, there's enough love of God, that it will overpour and outpour into the entirety of the world. My friend, we are given a meal. We are told that Jesus is here, and the witness of the power of the resurrection is this meal. And we've been eating together ever since. And we come to this table as a witness. This meal bears witness that Jesus is risen, that Jesus is with us. It is a witness to something that has happened. It's a meal that we say is a foretaste of the feast to come, because the fullness of God is yet still to come. And it is a testimony to the presence of God now in our lives and in us. And in this testimony and witness we can give to the world. And yes, I know coming to this table is not going to solve all of our problems. It's not going to solve all the problems to the world. But it is a start. And it's a start because God is the one working behind the scenes, bringing to completion the fullness of the redemptive story. So friends, let us come, let us eat as we bear witness to God's power in our lives. Let us go out to bear witness that love and this meal will eventually transform this world when God comes again. Amen.
Live as one.
hands that beg and little children, bind a wound, prepare a meal, feet that rush to share good tidings, Christ arisen still reveal. See my hands and feet, said Jesus, love arisen from the grave. Be my hands and feet, said Jesus, live as once I died to save.
Rejoicing that Jesus is risen and love has triumphed over fear, let us pray for the church, the world, and all those in need of good news. O God, our Holy One, you feed our deepest hungers. As we share the holy meal that is the body and blood of Jesus given for us, lead us to share all that we have and find in generosity abundant life. God of grace. O God, our Creator, you bring forth all life on earth. Calm storms, bring water to parched places, and protect the climate, that this planet would sustain life in all its variety. God of grace, hear our prayer. O God, our Savior, you offer wisdom and guidance beyond all human knowledge. Instruct lawmakers, judges, and elected officials to make decisions grounded in your justice and care for all people. God of grace, O God, our elder, you care for all your children. Encourage those who are in times of transition, facing the loss of old ways and routines and anticipating change. Guide those who journey in grief, hope, and uncertainty, especially Aaron, Madeline, Karen, Colin, Joe, Susan, David, Fran, Meredith, Helen, Daylight, Michael, Eric, Corey, Sylvia, Laura, Bonnie, Trudy, Kevin, John, the family of Perry Stockert, victims of the war in Ukraine and Israel Hamas, earthquake victims in Morocco, recovery efforts in Maui. God of grace. O God, our center, you bring all people together in you. Help us to remember our identity and purpose in our ministry. Move us to love our neighbors as ourselves and to share in beloved community. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Into your hands, most merciful God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your abiding love. Through Jesus Christ, our resurrected and living Lord.
Amen. Amen.
May the peace of Christ be with you all. Now I invite you to share the peace of Christ with those around you. invite you all to stand if you are able, knowing that if you are unable, the church stands with and for you, and to sing our offering. Gave thanks and gave it for all to drink, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me. For as often as we eat of this bread and drink from this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
Remembering, therefore, his command, we give thanks to you, O Lord God Almighty, not as we ought, but as we are able. We ask you to accept our praise and thanksgiving, and with your word and Holy Spirit to bless us, your servants, and these, your own gifts of bread and wine, so that we and all who share in the body and blood of Christ may be filled with heavenly blessing and grace, and may be formed to live as your holy people. To you, blessed Trinity, be all honor and glory in your holy church, now and forever.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Joined together in one by the Spirit, let us pray as our Savior Thomas.
Our Father
in heaven, hallowed be your name.
Your kingdom come,
your will be done, on earth as in heaven.
Give us today our daily bread.
Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us.
Save
us from the time of trial. Deliver us from evil.
For the kingdom
and the power and the glory are yours,
now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated. This is the gift of God, the table of God, for all the people of God. And all here are welcome to come forward and receive at this table. In a moment, the ushers will come and we will ask you to fill in from right to left on our communion rail. And you may encounter this moment in whatever way it feels right to you. You may kneel, you may stand. We only ask that you come with your hands extended to receive the sacrament in your hand. And we have risen three options upon request. And then when the cup is passed around, we ask you to reach in and either take the red liquid, which is wine, or the clear liquid, which is grape juice. If you wish to come and only receive a blessing, come with your arms forward. But know that this is the table of God for all, and all are welcome here. Amen.
As we
And may the body and blood of our Lord and Savior keep you in grace. Amen. Let us pray. Shepherding God, you have prepared a table before us and nourished us with your love. Send us forth from the banquet to proclaim your goodness and share the abundant mercy of Jesus, our Redeemer and friend.
Amen.
And now we just pause for a moment for some announcements. And in your bulletin, we have the words of the week, and it has our calendar of events on the back. Please pay attention to everything going on in this week. We do have the memorial service for Jeannie Painter on Saturday. And we are really excited on Wednesday to have our first monthly worship service with a meal and with our holy eating service. It's kind of an experiment, and it's on my heart to kind of deepen the fellowship we have together as a community in this ever so important meal that we have together, and then in worship. To me, there's nothing more that says church than a community that prays together and eats together. And we have this pattern in Lent, and so we're just trying to make this pattern become monthly. So it's an experiment for us, but it's an experiment that we need everyone's help to make that possible, to make sure we have people who can make some food once a month and can help clean up and set up once a month. And you don't even have to do it once a month, right? You just have to do it once, maybe every once in a while. And we can do this monthly, and that distributes the work around. But please support this effort. Come on Wednesday at 6 for food downstairs. And if you don't want the food, just come at 7 for the worship. We're comfortable. But help, I think, help see whether or not we can extend this wonderful service that we have in Lent to once a month for the duration of the year. So please join us on that. So the memorial on Saturday, soup and worship on Wednesday. And please pay attention to anything else that might be in the bulletin. And with that, let us prepare our hearts for the blessing. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
The God of resurrection power, the Christ of unending joy, and the Spirit of Easter hope, bless you now and always.